522. I'm your host GPD here in Long Island, New York, and as always, we're joined by a man who always podcasts in native 4K, Wombat.
And HDR.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, both. I'm in such high resolution revolutions that it's amazing. You can see every pore in my face if you get close enough.
Too close.
Yes, when I'm in the room, it's like being in the room with me.
Shipwreck!
Yes.
Something. Save me, Shipwreck. Here. Save me.
I have seen that Xbox One X exists, and it's there in stores.
Yep. We're going to be talking about that a lot, I think, a little later in the show.
Can't wait.
I have experience with the with the One X.
Xbonics.
Xbonics. Right. That's good. That works.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about, I don't know, Star Wars Battlefront 2. And I don't know, a lot of stuff. A lot of good things to talk about this week.
Sure.
Should we jump right into show feedback? Is there anything we need to discuss before that? I mean, you tell
me. No, this is just I'm going to read them both, one after another.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. So, King Rockin' LR had to say, when I heard Wombat say he wasn't interested in a Japan-focused Assassin's Creed, I thought this must be a new Wombat, as the Wombat I'm familiar with has mentioned no fewer than 10 times through the years how much he's enjoyed Jade Empire. Then Dragoon Knight had to say, Jade Empire is based on China. It is not a game about Japan.
China, Japan, Korea, come on. It's all the same, right?
Who do you think you are? President?
Right. I'm sure he doesn't know the difference. But they
political.
Are very,
political they are. Cat cast.
Oh, yes. There's going to be a lot more where that came from. Just you wait.
I think that's it.
That was it for the show feedback?
Well, there was a lot more about how much you hate Nintendo, and I didn't want to pile that on. Right. And there was a lot more about Halloween and, you know, how I'm not the only parent that walks around with the kids and has a couple of drinks. So that was really it.
I feel like you're cherry picking all the comments that make you look good. And
I thought that was funny because that guy's clearly, you know, was looking for a reason to insult me. And I don't even know how that makes sense. I think that an Egyptian Assassin's Creed sounds more interesting to me. Yet, how could I possibly say that if I liked another game that took place in Japan? How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Okay, I'm not crazy, right? Because I read that comment.
Remind me to talk about that Assassin's Creed game later.
I know. I watched you play it this morning.
I will. Let me put that in the one accent.
When you got your head stuck up a camel's bum.
In 4K.
In 4K. 4K head camel bum.
My head clipped right through the camel's ass. Like you could, and perfectly too. Like
yes.
His neck, like. You know, you could see his neck, and then his head was in the ass.
Was there any loot in there?
No.
No loot in that chest?
Brown loot. Let's watch this.
We're watching things.
Wow, we're really getting through this stuff.
Did anything happen to you since the last show, GB, that you wanted to talk about?
Not really. I don't know.
Ty
keeps forgetting his homework at school. Forgetting to bring the homework to school or forgetting to do it. And so we've had like a kind of a shitty afternoon because, you know, he dropped the bomb on me with, you know, you get like the no homework report from the teacher. And, you know, everybody's upset about it. Well, me and Ty are. Mr. Chibi doesn't know about it yet. But I don't know. It's just a bummer. And, like, he's going to wind up losing video games again. I don't know for how long, but...
I understand. Been there, done that.
2018, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it sucks for everybody, and... I don't know. I like to take a very hands-off approach with his homework. Like, I don't. I can count on one hand the number of times I've helped him with his homework through his mm-hmm. elementary school career.
Sure.
And I don't check to see that he's done it. I just assume that he's on top of it, and it's not working out. So it's a bummer.
We definitely usually we do the checking to make sure it's done, but I have. At times, watch Sabrina put a wrong answer and not corrected her.
Right.
Because I want her to know that she got it wrong, but I want her teacher to say, this is wrong. Because that's how you learn.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I remember, like, my mom was very involved with my homework and stuff. And it's not really the way to go, I think. I think you want the kid to be independent. And
I think there's a mid-ground, at least, that I find works.
Right. But I need him to implement the systems for checking his homework. I mean, I can help him implement those systems, but I don't want to be the guy going through his homework and checking it.
Does he have a homework book, though? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. He needs to go through it and check it off when he does it, and he mm-hmm. wasn't doing that. He just wants to go play video games. He wants to rush through it and play video games, and it's no good. So
that is not good. So I understand.
We already cut off the video games during the week. But it's, I don't know. Something's not working.
Is he on the FaceTiming thing? Because that's the big thing in my house.
No, he doesn't have a phone or an iPad or anything. So he doesn't have any of that stuff. And he doesn't have time, quite frankly, for it. Well, he's got a lot of Japanese homework. And it, you know, between that and the American homework and the few extracurricular activities that he has, he's busy. We had our ping pong.
It's Japanese homework that's probably killing him.
It's a lot. It's a lot of homework. It's like it's probably like 45 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And it's and then he's got to go to the school on Saturday. It's tough, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's important for him, I think. And he never complains about it. Really, he just doesn't do well. The Japanese Mrs. Chibi checks the jab. The good news is, like, I'm very far.
He doesn't
removed.
Complain about it. He's just stopped doing it altogether. Maybe that's a sign. Maybe he needs, like, just a little bit more leisure time.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. He's got time on the weekend after
Japanese. No, he doesn't, because he has Japanese class.
Well, after 3 o'clock on Saturday, the rest of the afternoon is his.
Yeah, I don't know if my kids can handle that. I don't know if I could handle that as a kid.
It is a lot, I know, but he's smart and he can do it. He just needs to.
I don't think it is. No one is saying that he's not smart. I've met your son many times. I'm very well aware of how smart he is.
You know what he said to me yesterday?
What did he say?
Oh, this will.
I'm exhausted. I have too much homework. Please help me. I'm drowning in this mess.
This will tie nicely into Watch This Bitches.
Okay.
So we went to see Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. He had no school on Tuesday?
Sunday. Today is Sunday. Ty does not have school.
He had the day off for, there's like a conference.
For election day.
School.
For election day.
Whatever. He was off on Tuesday. We went
That's
to see
election
Thor.
Day. Yes.
But it wasn't for that. It was for the school conference. Anyway, Mrs. Chibi also took the day off. So we had a nice family trip to see Thor in IMAX 2D, which is how I like it. And we figured, didn't I complain like a week or two ago? Like, I don't really like going to the movies because just everybody bothers me in the theater. Like, I just.
Probably.
I don't know.
I'm not going to say no, but.
Right. I feel like people aren't well behaved when they go to the movies. And I expect people just to be quiet and watch the movie. That's crazy me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I figured, look, we're going to see a Tuesday show at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, how many people can really be there? So it wasn't that crowded, of course, but as we're walking into the theater, there's like a group of 10 people walking in, and the kid that's like mentally challenged, it's like a group of mentally challenged kids and their supervisors. Okay. And I'm just like, oh God. And as they're walking in, I hear them say, okay, we're in row E. So, you know, seats 1 through 10 in row E. And I'm like, fuck, we're in row F. Fantastic. Seat 10 in row F. Beautiful. Whatever. So we're sitting down. The trailers start, and there's like a lot, you know, a lot of fucking trailers before the movie. And of course, like one of the, and they were like intense, you know, it's intense action movies and stuff. And one, I forgot what the trailer was for, but one of the kids is already just freaking out. Like, wah, wah, wah. Like you can't tell if he's crying or laughing. I mean, or having a breakdown. Like you don't know what's going on, but the kid is just like yelling loudly. And he, you know, continued to do that throughout the feature presentation as well. And then one of the women who was like working with the groups of kids thinks that it's like a great idea. And she was sitting right in the row in front of me, like literally the seat in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
She spends the movie taking pictures of the movie screen.
Why? I don't understand that.
Shut up and don't take pictures.
Yeah.
Don't look at your phone during the movie.
Pictures with a flash?
No, but it doesn't matter because her whole screen lights up. Yeah. And she's
I would have said something to that lady, by the way.
I just kicked her chair, but it didn't really matter because it was, I don't know, it was a very sturdy chair. It wasn't
moving. I mean, I had my own issues at my theater when I saw Thor. So.
Oh, so this is how it ties in with Ty and if he's whatever, if he's smart or not. So we're leaving the theater. I mean, we're driving home. And I was complaining about the woman with the phone and basically just the woman with the phone. Like, you could argue about whether it's appropriate to take mentally challenged kids to see action movies. I don't know what their particular afflictions were, but certainly it was annoying for the other people in the theater. But certainly taking pictures throughout the film with your phone is just bad behavior. So I was complaining about it in the car ride home. And Ty says, you know, Papa, you should really stop complaining and just let people live their life. You know, I notice you complain a lot about people's driving and going to the movies. You know, just let people live their life. I was like, well,
he was getting ready to drop the I'm not doing my homework.
Yeah, he's like, you know, some people, you just got to let people, you got to let them be themselves. Because right now, with all the homework you're giving your son and all the schooling, he's a good 6 years away from living in a 1968 Volkswagen bus with his new girlfriend flower cup and a golden retriever mix. So,
yeah, so. I sort of took that to heart. I'm trying to take that to heart, but that did annoy me.
He's going to start selling like little handmade, like, what are those perler beads? It's a perler bead, Mario. I get $6 for each one, man. Why are you harshing me?
Don't harsh my mellow.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. Well, let's talk about Thor, because I know you saw it.
I did.
Let's not talk too much about it, though.
No.
I'm seeing it on Saturday.
I saw it. It was very good. I did a whole podcast about it already.
Oh, an uninformed opinion?
I did. I did an uninformed opinions about it, where we talked about it at length with lots of spoilers. Okay. So you can listen to that to get my full thoughts. But all in all, I liked it. It's a cute movie. I think it highlights the problems with Rotten Tomatoes. This is like the perfect movie on why Cheapy should no longer trust Rotten Tomato scores as the end all be all to see a movie. And it's not because Thor is bad. Thor is a fine movie. I enjoyed it very much.
Yes.
It's not that. It's that the Rotten Tomatoes algorithm is based on whether or not a critic likes it. And there's there's very little reason for a critic to not like this movie. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it's the best movie in the Marvel franchise. It just means that a majority of critics liked it.
It's agreeable to a lot of people.
Yeah, critics. and that's where I think the fault comes in Cheapy's reliance on Rotten Tomatoes, because if a movie is polarizing, it could be an excellent film that's worth watching, but you wouldn't see it because it would have a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, you're right. I probably wouldn't see a movie that was 50%. But I think if it was a good movie that was polarizing, it would probably be higher than 50%.
I'm just saying you should really, you know, pay less attention to the score and more attention to the content.
Well, how am I going to do that if I haven't seen the movie?
Why? Why are you trying to make Cheapy watch crappy movies?
Right.
I'm not. I'm saying that maybe what he thinks is a crappy movie isn't.
I do more research than just look at the... Well, I don't really, because I don't go to the movies that much. But if it's on video
saying,
or something...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'll watch stuff that's not like, you know, like in the 70s or something. Or see, if I think that it's something that I'd be interested in, I don't, you know, the score isn't the be end all for me.
Okay. Oh, but and I watched one episode of Gifted, by the way. I wanted to let you know I watched an episode.
Oh, we're done talking about Thor already?
Oh, no, you can talk about Thor. Go ahead. Talk about Thor. Thor it up.
I don't know. I like the soundtrack.
Yes, I talked about the soundtrack.
I like that the 80s like synth vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Was pretty cool.
Yes.
And it's just also very funny to watch a movie like that. And then before that movie, we saw the trailer for Justice League.
Mm. Woof.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is just some... I mean, Aquaman is like, hey, bro, check out my pecs, bro.
My wife really wants to see it. So
yeah,
going.
So does Ty.
So does Ty.
Going.
Yeah, but I'm going to make like a date night of it. Maybe I'll even try to order food. My theater started to do the thing that Shipwreck's Theater does where you can order food and they bring it to your seat. And like what happened to Shipwreck once, I ordered food and they never brought it to my seat.
What kind of food are we talking about?
I ordered, they had an appetizer sampler, which had chicken wings and chicken fingers and some fries and like a whole bunch of other stuff. They also now have, they have stuff like brisket and burgers. What? They serve beer and wine.
What chain, movie chain is this?
This is an AMC.
Oh. We have several different chains around here that do this.
Yeah, this, they change the name of the theater to the AMC Dine-In. Like they want you to eat there, which is fine. It's not, I don't mind that at all. I like that concept. But they never brought my food. So, and they brought food to like people all around me, so I'm smelling food. But I'm not eating food, and I'm hungry, and all
And you're spending 2 hours just mad because your food never
came. Yes, and you and you're like looking around, like you're never really focusing on the movie as much as you'd like to.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not ever doing that.
So I walk out. I go. I ask for the manager. I show him my receipt for my food. I said, "This is the receipt for my food." The problem is, I never got the food that goes with this receipt. So he goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry." So they refunded the food. I got my money back for the food. I got movie passes to go back to the theater. Mm-hmm. And the guy behind the counter felt so bad for screwing up my order. When I was talking to the manager, he gave my wife just a bucket of chicken. Like,
and a free copy of Overwatch.
Like, here's all the chicken we have. Please. Please. I'm so sorry. I must have looked like I was ready to kill somebody because I was starving.
Yeah.
And I ate the chicken on the way home.
God. I don't think that concept works.
It doesn't.
I've done it several times now. The only part of that concept that I agree with the why there's food there is so that you can have the beer. The beer part of it works, but I think they need the food so they can serve the beer.
I think they need to think through the food maybe a little bit better. I think like a finger food works, like a popcorn chicken or...
Just the people, like the servers walking around though and...
Yeah.
Like laying out the food and everything. It's distracting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't even watch a movie in a theater that did that because I don't want to be distracted by people bringing food constantly.
So it was an unfortunate experience, but a fine film.
And the problem with the beer is you drink the beer and then you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't have beer.
I still have a functional bladder.
I can get
through a movie.
I remember I went to a nice, really nice movie theater in Tokyo, and they had a bar there, and in fact, they gave you a free drink with your ticket.
Mm.
And the guy we went to see, I think it was Inception, and I remember there was a Japanese guy sitting next to me, and he had his beer. He finished the beer, and he slept through the entire movie.
Nice.
It was like, great, you just paid $30.
Although to sleep during Inception is sort of meta.
Right. Yeah, he was really into it. I mean, fucking yeah. Anyway, we like Thor a lot. Ty's favorite movie, just like every movie we see.
He says that after
10 out of 10. What do you give Papa? What do you give the movie? I'm like, oh, it's like an 8 or probably 8 out of 10.
Yeah, that's fair. Like,
what?
Sounds fair.
It's like 10 out of 10. It's like, dude, every movie you see is 10 out of 10. Can't all be 10 out of 10.
Please, I watched that stupid Smurfs movie that came out, the all animated one. Oh, that movie was terrible. And Elliot's like, can we watch it again? Like, there's another room in this house if you want to watch it again.
Do that shit on your own time.
I'll put it on an iPad. You could sit in your room and watch it if you want to see it again.
Did the fact that the Valkyrie was not portrayed as bisexual bother you?
She wasn't portrayed as any sexual.
there was an article on Kotaku about how that was like a big problem.
I didn't know that was an issue. It's a non-issue. And let's
make the movie longer. Let's make the movie more than two hours longer.
It's not like they said one way or another. I don't understand. It's not like there was a part in the movie. It's like, we got to go stop that bad guy. Yes, but wait, before we go, I just need to let you know I'm not bisexual. Okay, let's go.
Right. There's sexual harassment allegations against me as a Valkyrie. Oh, and by the way, I'm bisexual. So, mm-hmm. All right. What else we got here in Watch This Bitches? You watched the Dana Carvey.
Yeah, there's a documentary on Hulu. That's a Hulu original documentary about the Dana Carvey show that ran for 7 episodes in 1994.
Right. And I remember it was sort of famous/infamous because it had a lot of really talented comedy writers who were sort of up and coming at the time. But
the cast was, and it was their first jobs ever in television, Steve Carell and Stephen mm-hmm. Colbert mm-hmm. were two of the cast members. And the writers were Robert Smigel and Louis C.K., all controversies aside, I guess, timely.
Oops, my penis just came out.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate when that happens. Oh, and I'm masturbating.
But it was, it was Louis C.K., it was Robert Smigel, and a handful of other very famous people that were writing on the show that went on to do big things. The co-creator of 30 Rock was one of the writers on that show.
Yep.
So it's really interesting, and, they all talk about it very fondly. They pretty much got everybody to come back and talk about it, both Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell, and there are some very funny parts to it. It's worth watching. Again, if you have Hulu and you want to see a light documentary, it's totally worth your time. It's not heavy. It's not depressing.
It's not Green Arrow.
It's not Green Arrow.
It's worth my time.
Yeah. Also, my train show of the last week was the 4-hour Tom Petty documentary that's on Netflix. I've watched all 4 hours of that documentary about Tom Petty.
Nice, so, dude.
Mm-hmm. It was right, good. That's good.
Let's move on. Before you start talking about the Tom Petty doc, gotta move.
Did
along.
You know that Tom Petty?
He seemed like he was an okay guy, but I don't know. 4-hour documentary on Tom Petty is something I would.
It's long.
Endure.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. Even the losers get lucky sometimes.
Okay, let's move on. Let's get away from the losers. Let's move on to some CAG shopping news because Black Friday is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And most of the ads have come out.
Yep.
And there's some really good ones.
Are there?
Yeah. Have you looked at all?
Yeah. I'm like, what are the really good ones?
Walmart has got some really good $29 deals. The new Assassin's Creed game.
Too much.
Destiny. What's that?
Too much.
$29 is too much?
It's too much. It's too much for Black Friday. That's not a good
South
deal.
Park?
Too much.
What do you want? I mean, what do you expect? These games just came out.
That's fine. I would rather, if it was $29 at Best Buy with Gamers Club Unlocked, and you're talking.
You can't have Gamers
Club
Unlocked.
You can't use Gamers Club Unlocked on Black Friday deals. I'm just saying $29 isn't much of a deal.
Shipwreck.
Half. Off.
Not enough.
A game that came out like 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's not enough because it's a game you're not going to buy
anyway.
That is
very true. So anyway, as you were saying.
Destiny 2. These are all $29. Destiny 2. I'm just going to give you like the newest releases. Well, South Park, Destiny 2, Assassin's Creed, Need for Speed Payback, Forza 7, the Shadow of War.
Sims 4 is on this list. That game isn't even out yet.
1-2 Switch. And Wolfenstein 2, Evil Within 2. Those are the big ones for $29. Best Buy has got some good ones too, but let me see where those are. They got Wolfenstein 2 and Evil Within for $25. And Horizon 3. Super Bomberman R for the Switch. Now, there's something I would consider. I do like Bomberman.
Is it any good on the Switch?
I don't think so. But maybe it's better now. Maybe they've patched it and made it good.
What am I looking at now? I'm looking at Target. Does Target have anything good?
Let me see. Target.
It's got nothing. Ghost Zero Horizon Zero Dawn for $25. I think it's cheaper somewhere else. Ghost Recon for $25.
Ghost Recon?
Yeah, Wildlands.
The
Wildlands.
Injustice 2? Didn't I say Injustice 2 was like $20 at Walmart?
At Walmart, Injustice 2 is $20. I would recommend that game at that price, even for the vanilla version. That's just me, though.
Of course. Uncharted 4 is $20. I mean, there's a lot. There's a whole list pinned on the top of the video game deals forum at cheapassgamer.com if you want to check that out. Props to Ferrari Racer, who put together the thread. It did a fantastic job. So, yeah, check that out for more information. At MSU, Hitman writes in and says, when will the informed customers stop expecting Amazon, or uninformed, maybe he means to say, stop expecting Amazon to deliver video game items on day one and go with Best Buy's Gamer Club Unlocked instead? I've read so many complaints in the various IGN, Kinda Funny, and private Facebook groups and just shake my head.
Well, they tell you when the game's going to arrive, Amazon.
They've been bad about delivering lately, though.
Yeah, I've read. Yeah. Not for me. Well, I don't order games from them anymore.
I just see so much of it on Twitter, though.
Yeah. And it's because they hire, like, sort of these third-rate shipping companies, right? That's what I heard. People complain about – they're really complaining about the shipping companies, I think. But, yeah, I mean, you really should be buying all your games from Best Buy at this point between the Gamers Club Unlocked discount and the reward certificates for pre-ordering.
And their shipping's good.
Their shipping is good.
You either get it before or on the day of release, usually.
Yep. Most games have the release day shipping.
I just stick with the Best Buy in-store pickup. I find that to be the most convenient for me.
Yeah. I'm acquiring a lot of reward certificates. It's a beautiful
thing.
Good
for you. I need to pick up that Star Wars next week.
Yeah, I got to take care of that this Saturday. I think I'll go and pre-order it and do my trade. And
I was surprised this week. I went to my Best Buy. And it had doubled in size. They had knocked down the wall to the adjoining abandoned furniture store.
Yeah.
And now it's just an enormous Best Buy.
Yeah, exactly. What do they add? Like, what didn't they have before that now they have?
Does it have a bar?
Maybe.
A movie theater?
They're still, like, constructing it and, like, putting everything where it goes. It looks like they have a much larger, like, appliances section.
I was going to say fridges. It's all about refrigerators.
Yeah. There's more fridges. It seems like there's much larger sections for, like, Apple and Samsung, and there's, like, a big Oculus section.
Sweet.
And when you got the space, they're probably going to have a Disney Infinity section in that one.
They had reorganized, like, the stuff that they had. And there was, like, nothing Toys for Life other than Amiibo. Like, they had already, like, just relegated it to, like, top of the shelf, just kind of, like, stacked up type of thing. So,
right.
I don't know. I was excited. I like to see that Best Buy is doing well because I like shopping there.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's great for gamers. Yeah.
Why not?
It took them a long time to find my Super Lucky's Tale, though.
Really?
Oh,
really?
All that mess. Yes.
I thought about picking that up.
New releases.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that game worth playing?
Super Lucky's Tale. Xbox One X Enhanced.
4K, I think.
The big launch game.
Yep.
You can get it cheapy for $23.
That's what I did.
And?
It's okay. I played it at E3, and I thought it had promise. It's still fine. It's just not. It's not exciting. It's a platformer. Like, the camera is not fully 3D. It seems like it can only, like, swing maybe 180 degrees, maybe a little bit more. So
I heard Wombat swings 180 degrees.
Right, on most levels, the character is cute. The world is colorful and vibrant and all that stuff. There's just not a lot to do. They didn't pack it with very many collectibles or anything. And it's not a like Yooka-Laylee, I thought was very ambitious because it's got like huge open worlds and lots of collectibles, and it clearly was like trying to recreate the old Banjo-Kazooie style of game. And this feels like it's like recreating the Croc Legend of the Gobos style of game,
which everybody's been asking for.
Right. Like it's weird. It's like, it's one of those games that was like a fine platformer back in the day, but it was really just the platformers you were playing because you'd already beat all of the really good ones. Hmm. Because all the second tier platformers. So I don't know. I mean, it's budget priced.
Yes, like, it is.
I feel fine paying the $20, $23 or whatever at Best Buy for it. But I don't know. Like, for Xbox to go get this as an exclusive and it be like one of the games that Xbox One X like launches day and date with.
Not the best choice is what you're saying?
I
would agree.
It's weird to me that it's even like a retail product at this point.
Fantastic. Put that on the box that shouldn't exist.
It should exist.
No, the box shouldn't exist, I'm saying.
Oh, well. I mean, it's really hard. Like, I don't even want to compare it to Mario because it's so far removed from what that Mario game is. And you can tell, like, the people who made this game, like, put a lot of effort into it. They loved what they were doing. It's just the end game is not compelling. And it's not very long either. Like, I'm almost done with the second world, I think. There's only four worlds. And like I said, there's not a lot of collectibles to get.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Super, I'm going to pass, Dale.
Anything else this week?
It was better than Bumsy.
It doesn't say much.
Sweet.
But Sonic Forces, is not the one where you make your own character?
That, I was also, yeah, it is. That's where you play as modern Sonic. As classic Sonic and as make your own character Sonic.
It doesn't sound
Hey, remember when you said all video games are good now?
It's like someone it's like they're challenging that. You.
Right.
Yeah, it was like, oh, we got something for Shipwreck coming up here.
It's got a 58 on Metacritic, which is right, rare to see. You're right though. When's the last time you saw a 58?
Right. It's just like, hold on. Can we get Bubsy? Can we make Bubsy release the same week as Super Lucky's Tale and Sonic Forces? We just missed it by a week. Mm-hmm. I really want to play Sonic Forces, though. I'll wait for that one to drop a little bit.
Yeah, probably won't take long.
No, it won't take long. I realize that the scores are bad for it, but at the same time, I like watch some video and go, "Yep, got to do it. Got to." Got to play this Sonic.
All right. What else we got?
I think that's it.
You got Call of Duty. World War II.
Yeah. Call of Duty. I've heard of that.
That came out on Friday, so I'm like, oh, yeah, that came. That's, I guess that's technically this episode.
I'll talk about it more when we talk about Xbox One X, but I played a little of the single player. I rented it from Redbox. I died so many times on the opening level, the... storming the beaches of Normandy. I mean, it was laughable. Like this is like the first 3 minutes of the game, and I must have died 15 times. Other than that, it seems like a World War II Call of Duty game. It's I don't know. It wasn't well. I want to talk about it more later. So let's just we'll table that.
Sounds good.
Is that it for new releases?
Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy came out.
Huh. What is a game I don't think I need to buy?
I watched the videos of it because I'm like, I like Jeopardy.
Me too.
I've been playing the Jeopardy games since Sega Genesis.
Yeah, me too. From the PC.
From the video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the video, it looks like it's multiple choice, though. Yeah, exactly. As soon as I saw the multiple choice answers, maybe that's just a mode that you can put on it. Why not? And no Trebek.
That's fine.
You're fine with that? You're fine with Trebek not being in there?
Yeah, I don't know. He's done his duty, as far as I'm concerned. I don't need to see him anymore. I know what he looks like. All right, what else do we got? Let's move on. Let's get out of here.
Do you? Do you know if he has a mustache or not right now?
I don't. I haven't watched the show in a long time. I did see him doing a commercial for like gold or something, or health insurance for old people, something, or life insurance or something.
Yeah, he does one of those commercials.
All right, let's. We're done with new releases, right? Officially,
is it Elevator Action out?
I saw that tweeted out today that Elevator Action is now out on the PlayStation 4, at least.
I know you guys are big into Elevator
Action. I love Elevator Action. It is one of my favorite games of all time.
Me too.
But I would not pay $8 to play it on my PlayStation 4.
I have it running in an illegal fashion.
I understand that. Well, you have no reason to pay for it for sure. But
right. I wouldn't anyway, even if I didn't have it. It's like I've played it a lot. All right. Let's talk about Harry's.
Please.
Of course, Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, and that's why over 3 million guys have switched over to Harry's. Harry's was created by Jeff and Andy, two regular guys who were just tired of paying. Alexa is talking.
She's trying to get you to buy Harry's?
I don't know.
Did she order some new razors?
Alexa, stop. She's talking. What is she doing? She's having a conversation about Disney right now. Alexa, stop. She's still going.
I'm just laughing at how Alexa, many Alexas cancel. You're stopping right now when people are listening to this episode.
Okay, this is crazy. So I enjoy my Harry's razors very much. I use them all the time, and I have a day job, so I have to look my best. And I actually, the president of my company was in this week. He doesn't usually come to New York, and he was there, and we had a one-on-one meeting together, and he said, told me that I look sharp, and I have to thank Harry's for my sharpness.
Because of the sharp razor blades?
That is definitely one of the reasons. Well, they do use, German blades in the factory that they own. So
that's right. Yeah. And they offer their blades at basically half the price of what other companies sell their blades for. I love all their additional little products that they sell, such as the post-shave balm and the shaving cream. You should definitely check that out. And you can claim a free trial offer from Harry's today, a $13 value for free when you sign up. You just have to pay for shipping. Your free trial set will include a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. All you have to do to get your free trial set is to go to harrys.com/cag right now. That's harrys.com/cag. We are very confident that you will enjoy the product. How many years have we been doing this? No complaints. Right. It must be good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Harry's. Harry's.com/cag. Beautiful. All right. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. EA is going to be buying Respawn. That's the developer.
I thought they already did. Is it just that I wasn't paying attention?
Well, they published Titanfall. They were the publisher for Titanfall.
1 and 2.
Yes?
Yes.
But they're paying about $400 million for Respawn.
Seems like a okay amount.
Seems like a decent payday for someone.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But wait, is the Titanfall...
Vince Zampanella? Is that who's getting all the cash on that?
Just what he needed, more money.
So he can just walk out the door and be like, adios. Adios, muchachos. Have fun with the new bosses. I got an island to buy.
Is the Titanfall IP worth that much? It seems.
I think that I guess is that team worth that much? You know, having played Titanfall 1 and 2, they are very good games.
Right, and they have a Star Wars.
And game they're working currently working well? On a Star Wars game. That's
what game? What is that?
It's a hush hush Star Wars game.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything about it.
Not really. other than they're working on a Star Wars game as opposed to Titanfall 3. But now they're saying after that they're going to make Titanfall 3, but we'll see.
So they're working on a Star Wars game, and the other, what was the company? Visceral?
Yeah, was working on a Star Wars. So they were working on one. They closed and shut down one Star Wars game to basically go all in on this other Star Wars game. It's kind of interesting.
And clearly this deal was in preparation for a while, so the closing of Visceral and the acquisition of Respawn are definitely related to one another. I mean,
I would think
things weren't done in a vacuum.
I don't know. I don't work there. I don't have their access to their financials. And
a half a billion dollar deal is not done over the course of like 3 days.
No, it is not.
I'm sure it's been worked out over several months. So, all right. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Hope that works out for everybody.
Especially me.
EA doesn't have a great track record with buying studios.
Right. That is true. All right. Let's move on to Microsoft. I was going to talk about the One X, but Wombat put something ahead of me.
I didn't put in.
No, I put that. Oh. It's been a week now.
Okay.
That Xbox Live has allowed gifting, so I just wanted to hear what all Wombat has gifted so far.
So far, I've gifted nothing. I've also received no gifts.
We'll check back in next week.
But is there something you'd like?
I just remember this was a big feature that you were excited for.
I thought it was interesting. They're the first home console to have it, and I know Steam's had it for a long time. It's not like it's not newsworthy.
All right. So you didn't get anything either?
No. No, yeah. Nor do I expect it. So it's okay.
All right. We'll check in next week.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, Wombat's Xbox Gifting Central.
Yeah. So far, nothing.
Gifting report.
I wanted to gift something to Cheapy because you brought it up, but I can't because Cheapy's a jerk who bought Injustice 2 for the wrong console. Otherwise, he'd be playing with Raiden.
Couldn't you just give him $10?
I could give him $10. Next time I see you, Cheapy, I'll give you $10. I think it's
only. Why am I getting $10?
I know. I don't think the character's only $5.
So you can buy some DLC Injustice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Although I was going to use my credit to get some of those new shaders from Injustice 2 because they're pretty sweet looking. That's not true. I'm not going to do that. But they are sweet looking.
All right. Let's talk about what everybody wants to hear about, and that's the Xbox One X, a.k.a. Project Scorpio, a.k.a. the 4K Beast.
No one calls it that.
The monster. It's a monster, I heard.
Monster. The big Buddha. No, I don't know.
The public masturbator.
All right. I'll tell you what is good about it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I got to give props to Microsoft for making the whole transition from your old Xbox console to your new Xbox console as painless as possible. They really have streamlined this process. Most people, I think, are probably using an external drive with their systems already. I was not because I am frugal and I just delete stuff. But so I bought a 4 terabyte hard drive for like $80 or something like that.
Did you get the one from Best Buy?
I forgot. No, I think it was Amazon. I don't know. So E, formerly of Microsoft, tweeted it out. And then I said if E, who is like a big computer guy, if he says this is the one to get.
Is it the one? It's the one that just plugs into USB.
Yeah, it's like the size of an iPhone.
Have a power
it's like the size
cable
of an iPhone
or anything.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, same one. I just bought one of those from Best Buy this week.
Yeah. So all you have to do is before you get your new system, is copy all your games to the external hard drive, and there's even a setting. You know, copy my console settings as well, and there was even a setting to pre-download the 4K content, the title updates for the new system, so that when you get the Xbox One X, you just ready to rock already. And all you had to do is just plug in the hard drive before you turn on the system for the first time. And once you do that, it'll say, "Oh, you want to import your settings," and boom, you're there. You're up and running like so fast. So that was a great experience. The system is, it's smaller than the One S. It doesn't seem to make any noise as far as I've been able to tell, unlike the PlayStation 4 Pro, which is in the fine Sony tradition of sounding like a vacuum cleaner. It's not as bad as some previous PlayStation consoles, but it's definitely gets agitated when you start playing games. But the real question I think what people want to know is it worth it? Can you really tell a difference over, let's say, a PlayStation 4 Pro or even just a regular Xbox One or PlayStation 4? And the answer is, probably over a regular one you can, but after using a PlayStation 4 Pro for about a year, I guess they came out in November last year, it doesn't, from what I've played so far, it doesn't seem to look any better than what I've already been playing on the Pro. So I fired up Call of Duty, the new Call of Duty game, and I heard that was like amazing looking, mainly from the people at Microsoft. But I wasn't sure that I had even downloaded the update with the enhanced capabilities. But it turns out there's like a trick that you can do to see if you have the update or not. Did you know that if you hover on a game in My Games and Apps and then push both shoulder buttons and select and start, like a little debug menu pops up, and then it gives you a bunch of information, including if you have Project Scorpio assets or Durango, which is the regular Xbox. Some of the textures just didn't look all that 4K to me. It didn't look as impressive as, let's say, Infinite Warfare looked when I saw that for the first time. And maybe that's just because it was sort of the new thing at the time to have like these sort of ultra high definition games. But I don't know. It didn't look that fantastic to me. Assassin's Creed Origin, which I've been playing, I played about an hour and change, hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah, it looks good. But I was playing with Mrs. Cheapy and she did not make any comments about how amazing the game looked.
Now, did you rent it from Redbox Assassin's Creed?
Okay. Yes.
So what you should do is rent both versions, the PlayStation 4 version and the Xbox One version, and then compare and contrast.
I honestly don't think it's going to look...
Digital Foundry over here?
Yeah.
Right. I can just wait for digital. But it just didn't look like... It looked good. Look, it looked very good, certainly. But I don't know. I think the beginning of the game wasn't that impressive looking. It starts you off like in a sort of like a dark area, but eventually, like it does look good, but I don't.
The thing that's been tempting me is I've seen some of these like screenshots and everything from original Xbox games like Ninja Gaiden.
Okay,
that looks amazing.
Well, you're jumping from 720p to 4K, that's a big jump. But jumping from 1080p or on the PlayStation 4 Pro, usually like 1440p or somewhere between that and 4K, I don't know that you can tell the difference. Now, Wombat told me about this app that you can download called Insects, which is basically a demonstration of 4K and HDR. What it does is it shows you some insects and then will take you like on a tour of 4K. It'll say like, this is not 4K, now it is 4K, and this is no HDR, and here's what it looks like with HDR. And then you can even go and just turn them on and off as you will, so you can see the differences. And while yes, it looks sharper at 4K, it didn't look like, I wasn't like, wow, how did I live without this? It looked like a little sharper. And with the HDR, I know I don't have like the greatest HDR. I probably have the worst HDR. But, I was like, okay, it looks a little better with the HDR. So I don't know. It's hard to say that you should go buy this $500 console right now when there's a lot of the games don't support it yet. And if you already have a PlayStation 4 Pro, I feel like there's really very little reason to jump on this thing at $500. Now, down the
super
line. Super Lucky's Tale. Now, I haven't tried Forza 7 yet, and I have Gears of War 4, but people aren't really looking for that right now. They're looking for the new games. I don't know. I just, I wasn't like super duper impressed. And other than that, it's just an Xbox. I think you can, the other features maybe that are different than the regular Xbox is, I think you can upload 4K content to YouTube and maybe you can stream at a higher resolution. I'm not sure about that, but
you can eat up your bandwidth faster.
I don't know. I'm not, you know, if you ask me thumbs up or thumbs down on whether you should spend $500 on it, I would say you have to wait. No reason to go in now, really.
Right. I'm going to buy one of these things, but
not at $500.
Yeah. I keep thinking, yeah, this every time I see a screenshot, and it's really the older stuff. It's weird. It's like it's the part of me that likes seeing retro games like the best you can see them.
Sure.
And that's more appealing to me than like slightly better looking games that look great already.
Right. Like I didn't see anything that, let's say, looked better than Horizon Zero Dawn yet. And I realized the thing just came out and, you know.
You got to check out Forza. I think that's going to be the.
Yeah, I'll buy that for Black Friday. I'm in for Forza for $30.
I think that's the one that hopefully makes you go wow. Yeah. Although then again, I also realize I don't care what you if you
and at E3, Assassin's Creed was one of the games that they were using to show it off.
Right. Right. I mean, it looks good. Like, don't get me wrong, it looks good, but I don't know how much better it looks than the PlayStation 4 Pro. My guess is that it, you know, unless you're, you know, 3 feet away from a 65-inch TV, I don't know that you're gonna be able to tell the difference. And I'm sure most people are sitting, you know, 10 feet or more.
I'm 2 feet away from a 40-inch right now.
Right. But I don't know what the math is on that. I don't know. So far, I'm not that impressed. I will say this that I noticed, and I know that Overwatch does not have any Xbox enhanced things, which makes me wonder if there was a glitch somehow on my old version that I had on my 1S. But I used to, I don't know if you remember, but I would complain about how the victory screen looked. Like after you beat a match and all the characters stand there in their victory poses, it always looked very blurry to me and like pixelated. And now it looks fine. But I know that they didn't do anything with it. So I'm not really sure how that happened. But I definitely checked to see. And it does seem to be fixed somehow. All right, here's some questions about the I'll tell you about the game Assassin's Creed. I will say that I was probably wrong to poo-poo the Egyptian environment.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem pretty cool, actually. And, you know, you get to climb those big Egyptian statues. I haven't seen any pyramids yet. I'm not sure. Like,
I'm sure there are pyramids in the game.
That would be amazing if they made a game about Egypt.
No pyramids.
Have the pyramids.
That would be the first line that would be the headline of the review. Assassin's Creed. Where are the pyramids?
You can ride a camel in it, which is pretty cool. You can control an eagle, which is cool. You have like your own eagle and you just push up on the D-pad.
Couldn't you do that before in other ones though? Controlling a bird? I feel like that's been there before. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I've done that before.
I don't remember.
Mm.
I didn't play the last one.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems pretty good. It seems pretty good. You watched me play it a little before on Twitch.
Yeah, I watched you play it. Super impressed. Looked like a game that you were playing.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably buy that. It's $30 or somewhere. I forgot. What did I say? 20, is it $25 somewhere or 30? I don't know. 30.
20, 25. No, 29.99.
They seem to have added more RPG elements to it. Like, you know, you pick up loot and weapons instead of just having to buy the weapons at the store. Like, you're constantly picking up new stuff. So that's something that you like, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
And they sure do try to sell you a lot of things for real money. Ugh. In the game. There's a whole screen, a whole menu screen dedicated to all the shit that they're trying to sell you. Between this, is like I counted them. There were 7 different tabs on that menu of things that they're trying to sell you. You got like the season passes, different outfits, then there's like the virtual currency that you can buy. You can buy the other currency. That's
is it just depressing?
Currency.
Is it just depressing at this point?
It's I mean, yeah, but it's relegated to its own menu. So if you never go to that menu, you'll probably not
care. Oh, I
thought
you meant like when you turn the game on, that's the screen that comes up.
No, I mean like when you hit start and you have to, you know, you're looking for your inventory or the options for the game, like control settings. There's a whole menu just dedicated to like the season pass and the... It's crazy. It's they had to make a whole different section of the game for just all the shit they're trying to sell you. Apparently, there's some raid type stuff like they have in Destiny, where you're playing with other players to beat a powerful dude.
What do you use, like a bow and arrow?
I don't know, but you have to be level 40 to do it, and I'm level 5.
So you have a ways to go, is what you're saying.
I have a ways to go. Yeah. Here's some questions about the One X. At Crosley Color asks, when the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 came out, everyone screamed that the Xbox One was not powerful enough. Now that Microsoft has the Xbox One X, people are screaming that it's not needed. Seems like a double standard. I think that the people might have been right, though. I mean, there were noticeable differences between the Xbox One and PS4 multi-platform games. They were, but I mean, not big ones, but small differences, like the resolutions that the games ran at, because the Xbox One was not as powerful.
They weren't really that noticeable, but that's fine.
Right. I mean, most of the time they do like this adaptive scaling. Mm. So when the game needs to have more shit on the screen, it runs at a lower resolution and then amps up when it's not going to chug the game down. But I don't know. Like, I don't know that there's that much difference between 1440p, which is, you know, what the PlayStation 4 Pro is doing, and 4K or whatever the games are running on the X. It's just, I don't know that you can really just tell the difference. I'm not certain about that. Other questions. Mr. B151 writes in and says, how long do you think it will be before games won't run good enough on original PS4 and Xbox One? You mean how long before they stop making games for those systems?
I think before there will be an outlier game that's going to come out that's only going to work on the Xbox One X.
But we're years away from that, right?
Are we? That's the question. That's what
he said. Well, I think he means it won't run, like it'll be choppy. Like it's going to be running at like 20 something frames per second, whereas on the One X, it would be smooth.
And the Pro, I guess.
Right.
I could see like a smaller digital only game that might try that.
I don't think so. I don't think
they'll
just
let
so
them do that.
They won't. But there's just so many vanilla PS4s and Xbox Ones out there.
Is that what I have now? Good. I just have a vanilla. Look at that guy with his vanilla consoles.
Well, I mean, I was going to call it garbage consoles. Is that better?
That's probably better. I feel more comfortable being called garbage.
How many Xbox One Xs are they going to sell in the next year or two compared to how many regular ones are out there? And I don't know. And I don't know what the numbers are on the Pro. For a time, they were selling like 25% of the systems were Pro systems. I don't know what that number is today, but when the Pro came out, that's what it was. I don't know if that number has gotten lower or higher since then. But I think we have a while until like the prices of those systems come down and they're more widely adopted.
And then the new systems come out.
And is Microsoft going to put out a new system? Is this
I think they'll come out with a Xbox One X 2.
Triple X. Let's just skip right to Triple X. Yeah, and everything should be backwards compatible because it's just basically a PC now running a version of Windows. It'll be interesting to see, and I'll see if Sony does something like that. Probably not.
If they keep having everything backwards compatible, we're going to need like a 12-terabyte hard drive at launch.
I mean, hard drives are pretty cheap.
I know. I know. I tease. I would actually be happy with that, but that would be funny. But if everything's backwards compatible, then you know what? I'm going to be in such a pickle when they come out with that remastered version of Skyrim. Do I get that new version of Skyrim? Or should I just be happy with the two versions I already have?
Well, are you going to get the third version when you buy it for
the Switch? If you don't think I haven't thought about it, you'd be you'd know me very well. I've considered it, but I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can really pull that trigger. Maybe when it gets cheap. It would have to be cheap.
Oh. I think that backwards compatibility, you know, when you're selling a brand new console, you're launching a new console, while maybe a lot of people won't actually go back and play those games, it's a good check mark to have on your system because people feel like their investment has been protected and all the games that they've acquired over the years. And it makes buying that, you know, laying out top dollar for the system, which you always do at launch, less painful because you have a whole library of games to play and just like, oh, this company took care of me. So I think it's a good strategy if that indeed is Microsoft's strategy for the next go round, but we'll have to wait and see. It sounds like that's what they're doing. We have nothing here for Sony or Nintendo. I know that the Horizon Zero Dawn DLC came out this week.
Yep.
The Frozen Wilds, and I definitely want to play that. It's even at a discount for PS Plus members, $15.
I did some live streaming on the PS4 this week on the Twitch.
Not Horizon Zero Dawn.
No, I did.
Don't you have that game?
I do. I did.
Play it.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
I have so many games to play. Like, I say it like
it's like one of the best games that came out.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing that with you.
It's fantastic.
I know. I played that Fortnite game. Battle Royale.
Yes. The free one.
The free one. I played that on the Twitch.
Yeah, how'd that go?
As well as expected. I had one decent round though. One decent round. I came in 25th.
Any kills?
I had one kill in that round. Hmm. So
what did you drop out of the bus and land on somebody's head?
Horror, horror, horror.
Ba-da-boom.
Yeah. I don't think you could do that.
No, you can't. I don't think so either.
Yeah. So.
All right. That's fine.
That's a game that I played. That's
good. You should be playing Horizon Zero Dawn. It's so good.
I'll get back to that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's so good. It's the Zelda that you want.
I heard they added like an easy mode to that game actually. So. That might be.
It wasn't that hard, though.
I know. I'm just saying. But when you have a stack and you just kind of want to enjoy yourself and you don't want to think about it.
It's ridiculous how many games.
Yeah. Trust me. We talked about this last week with Mario. I mean, if they added that to Zelda, I'd be playing that tonight. Stupid Nintendo. Why do you suck, Nintendo?
Stop it.
Nintendo's the worst.
That Mario game, I'm still playing that. That's pretty good still.
Yeah, that game is very good. I haven't played it, though, since the last show. But did you beat Bowser yet?
I've played a lot of... No, because I literally can't play it unless Emmeline's playing
really?
It.
Really? Would she really know?
Yes. She's very...
astute?
She's very smart, and she realizes if things happen in the game that she did not see.
You need to work on that.
You should probably give this girl some Japanese classes to take her mind off it. She has
too much free time.
Oh, between that and Destiny 2, that's pretty much all I play right now.
Nice. Destiny 2 is getting a ultra high definition update.
I saw that. Both consoles, for both the PlayStation 4 Pro and the Xbox.
Yep.
I will think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that game a lot.
I haven't played it in a couple of weeks. Just too many games now.
No, I've been playing.
No, it's strictly because it's a great co-op game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gretchen likes.
I've been just so busy and relatively stressed out that I've just been playing. I will, like, before I go to bed, play like one or two rounds of Injustice 2 just so I could punch someone in the face repeatedly and then go to bed.
Good night, world.
Pretty much. Superman needs to punch someone, and then I'm going to bed.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I bought the new iPhone.
Congratulations. I thought that was last week's show.
I didn't have it.
Oh.
I got it on Friday, so.
How is it treating you?
It's very nice to have a phone whose battery lasts through the whole day without having me charging it constantly. but that was just, a flaw with my old iPhone 6. No, it's very good, obviously. The Face ID works pretty well most of the time. It's not as sort of flawless as putting your thumb on the thing, I would say. One issue that I have is if I'm driving and I have like the phone up on like my little mount on the dashboard, it doesn't seem like the angle is right for the camera to see my face. So that's kind of a hassle if I want to unlock the phone there. The notch does not bother me in the slightest. I would say that the Animojis are pretty fun. The camera is very good. And I hope I don't drop it because it's very expensive to get that fixed. I'm thinking about doing the AppleCare, but the AppleCare is very expensive. I don't know what to do. And I don't want to put a case on it because I don't like cases. But yeah, it's a fine phone. And I'm using the wireless charging. It's like the future, even though it's been out on Samsung phones forever.
For like years.
I also ordered the new Amazon Echo, second generation, the shorter one. But it's arriving tomorrow. So I'll tell you how that is next
week. I'm going to say the same as your currently one, just shorter.
It's supposed to sound better, and I got it in walnut, so it matches my living room, which has a lot of walnut in it.
What do you get? Okay, so it's going in the living room. So you're getting rid of the white one that's in the kitchen?
The white one that was in the kitchen, we moved to the living room, so when we play drop mix, we have a nice speaker for it to run on. Mm-hmm. So the white one will probably go back in the kitchen, and then the walnut one.
If you have more than one Echo... Yes. Can you have them both play the same song at the same time so you could have...
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, they added that a couple months ago.
But not on Spotify.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It works for Sirius.
Okay.
And it works for their own music, I think.
For Amazon Prime Music, mm-hmm. Which is pretty good. Yeah. That's a pretty decent system. Okay. I've been listening to Spotify lately on the Xbox anyway, because then it plays through the soundbar, mm-hmm. which is a better speaker than... The Echo speaker.
Right.
I was working from home when I worked from home on Halloween. Was it Halloween that I worked from home? Doesn't matter. I had listened to 2112 really loud out of my soundbar.
Rush?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was really cool. And by really cool, I mean not.
Right. All right. Let's move on. I think we're to the CAG bag already.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we're an hour and 8 minutes into the show also. It's not like it's so shocking.
I know. Mrs. Chibi's out tonight, so I can play some games of my choice.
Excellent.
While she's out. All right, CAGBAG, Javery. Remember Javery?
I do. I'm glad to see he's back. Welcome back to the world of, the internet.
Nerds. Super nerds.
Yeah.
Javery asks, how do you guys determine what your kids should or should not play? I've got a 10-year-old son, and I haven't let him try or even watch any M-rated games. He's been asking a lot lately because he has friends whose parents do not pay attention. I'd say a great resource for you for games and movies is Common Sense Media. They write reviews basically for parents for movies and games, and they break out what the content is. So if you, as a parent, don't really care if, you know, what the language is in the game, or maybe you don't care about the violence, whatever is, you know, your sort of thing that you don't mind, you can read the reviews and it'll tell you how much of that thing is in the game. So it makes it very easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's also, I don't know, it's very interesting, especially having two children and... You know, an older one and a younger one, and a younger one is just starting to get interested in games, and they also have very different interests and tolerances to things. You know, mm-hmm. not that I'm not letting Elliot play M-rated games, but his tolerance towards scary things is much higher than Sabrina, who will not watch anything scary. My example would be the Goosebumps movie with Jack Black, which is a family film, but Sabrina will not watch that movie.
Okay.
She will not be in the room if it's on. She will not go near it. She will move to another state. Elliot, on the other hand, considers it his favorite movie of all time. So, yeah, exactly. So it's so hard to, like, now he is, and because his friends were into it, got into Five Nights at Freddy's, not the game, but just the characters. It's like a thing. In kindergarten, yep. It's first grade. It's very popular, Five Nights at Freddy's characters. They make shirts in his size for Five Nights at Freddy's and stuffed animals and toys. And all he wanted to do was play the game. So we looked it up to see, you know, how appropriate is it? And I actually had played it before. And I was like, I don't remember it being particularly scary or gory, which it isn't. You just sit in a room and you push the different cameras and you see that the creatures are getting closer. That's basically it. Then eventually their faces get real close to the screen and it says you died and that's the end of the game. Right. It's pretty lame. It's also $3. So we're like, but he kept asking for it. And we're like, you know what? You get 100 on your math test and we'll get it for you. And of course he got 100 on his math test.
So, beautiful.
Yeah. So we downloaded it onto his iPad and I played it with him and we played it together. And it's, you know, am I thrilled that he was playing it? No. But he played it, and he played it for like 4 times, and then it got out of his system, and now he does. He's like, you know, I don't even play Five Nights at Freddy's anymore. So, I think there's like a toss-up there. It's hard. It's like, okay, well, I didn't want him to play it, but he played it, and he realized he didn't even like it. So
you got lucky.
Yeah, basically. I got lucky.
Well, check out commonsensemedia.org. It's very good. They even tell you the age that they think it's.
Yeah, they said that they gave that Five Nights at Freddy's is appropriate for a 12-year-old. I'm like, well,
okay.
We never said we were parents of the year. Enjoy your game.
But no, they do a good job. I mean, that's a great resource. Yeah. I look up movies a lot on there too.
But we've also been playing a lot of Civic Doodle on the new Jackbox. We've been playing that as a full family of four.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
That's a good family game. That's a lot of fun. And that one has cool. The family-friendly setting, so you know you don't have to worry about any type of bad language. And Disney Pixar
Does
Rush.
Does it stop you from drawing penises?
Well, you could draw all the penises you want, I guess, but we don't really do that in my house.
Who did the dicks? It was Wombat. All right, let's move on here. Some other questions. At Darwin Loves Devo writes in and asks, Cheapy, will you be buying Amazon Key if and when it gets to your area? That's the combination smart lock and camera system from Amazon that will let you
let strangers into your house.
Let delivery men come in to unlock your door and leave the packages inside. I have no problem with them just leaving it on my doorstep. I got the Ring doorbell there. I live in an area that's, you know, not a high crime area. I mean, I had 3 Xbox One X's stacked up on my doorstep when I came home on Friday, and they were there. They were not tampered with. So no, I don't think I don't need Amazon Key. That being said, if I lived in like an apartment building or something where I had a problem with packages getting stolen, I could see that this would be something I might consider, but I think I'm good. I don't know. At Gaming Dad asks, if games really cost more to make than ever, then why are most of the big releases being sold for way less 6 weeks out?
Because they need to get those games into people's hands so that they can potentially buy loot boxes.
Yes.
Yeah. There's just more opportunity now to, you know, games as a service.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that? There was like a new term for it that one big company used. Recurrent something?
Recurrent consumer.
Recurrent consumer.
I think is what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, every fucking year, games are more expensive to make than ever, right? But you know, I don't know how much more expensive they are than they were 5 years ago to make, like a AAA game. I wouldn't be surprised if it's pretty similar. But now they just have more opportunity to make revenue with all these microtransactions and loot boxes and games as a service situations.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're Nintendo, you've got to, like, you're going to get those first week sales. maybe the second week sales. And then after that, your game is just going to sit there if you don't cut the price.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Or yeah, and then, you know, like game like Destiny or Injustice, or a lot of games do it. They put out like the gold edition of the game, you know, a year later with the extra content. So there's a lot of opportunities for these companies to make money on these games beyond just the initial purchase. And bram, bram, bram. All right, that's good. I think we're good. I want to relax.
Sounds good. Do you know where I would have been tonight if I wasn't doing the show?
No.
Hanging out with Janet Jackson.
How do you mean?
Janet Jackson is at an event for my company that I was more than welcome to attend. And I told you, sure you don't want to come? You'll be hanging out with Janet Jackson. I just got a text from one of my coworkers. Hanging out with Janet Jackson. Look what you're missing. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Did her boobs pop out at any point?
Not that I know of, but what can you do? Yeah,
forget it.
Can't win them all, right?
Right. All right, let's wrap things up. Let's, of course, remind everybody to go to harrys.com/CAG to get your free trial set. That's a thing that you should be doing. Mm-hmm. Also, follow us on Twitter, at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Of course, at Video Game Deals. All the Black Friday hotness will be coming your way in your Twitter feed if you follow us on Twitter. We have on our Facebook page, facebook.com/cheapassgamer, we're giving away a Xbox One X. It should be pinned to the top of the page, the post. So you just have to like our page and comment on the post for a chance to win. Whew. And I think that's it. See you next week.
Brad's done. Kids play harder than anybody else. And there's nothing like a kid's big first. Oh, yeah. I'm on my way. You can feel it coming home. And you've got to have some. Here I come to save the day. Got to have some now. So icy, refreshing, and bright, yeah. Got to have some more. All right. It's Kool-Aid to the rescue. The one for kids. Kool-Aid brand soft drink mix. For a kid's big fan.